Frodo's journey started at his home, the Shire. Gandalf came to ask him to join on a journey to destroy the ring. This ring belonged to Frodo's grandfather Bilbo, who had passed the ring on to Frodo. Frodo began his journey with his friends. Along their journey they came by Weathertop. They decided to camp here for the night. Ringwraiths, undead beings who were set out to find and retrieve the ring, attacked them at night. Aragorn, with the help of the hobbits, fended them off. But Frodo was injured while fighting. They had to get help, so they went to the elven city of Rivendell. After getting help here, they continued with their journey. They climbed great mountains and reached the mines of Moria. The group was parted here. Gandalf died and Frodo, with his friend Sam, set on to destroy the ring, together. Along their journey they came across a vile creature, named Gollum. This Gollum, said he would help them get to Mount Doom, where they would destroy the ring once and for all. They had to go through the dead marshes first. They faced many dangers, few times they came close to death, but they were able to make it out of there, making it to the Black Gates. Once they made it to the Black Gates, they had to bypass the gates to make it to Mount Doom. While climbing Mount Doom, Gollum attacked Sam in an effort to get rid of him, so he could take the ring from Frodo, but was fended off by Sam. Then Gollum went to tell Frodo that Sam was trying to get the ring for himself. Frodo felt betrayed by Sam and did not listen to Sam's warning about Gollum. Frodo left Sam behind and climbed Mount Doom with Gollum. When they reached the top of Mount Doom, Gollum attacked Frodo, taking the ring from him. Sam had not given up on Frodo and had followed him to the top of Mount Doom. Sam helped Frodo defeat Gollum and retrieve the ring. After retrieving the ring, they destroyed it by throwing it into the lava at the top of the mountain, ending their journey with success.